All right, everyone. So this one's going to be a little shorter, but I've had to do two videos because there's one I just want to devote to a specific topic. Now, this one is... Hold on, let me turn the music up just a little bit. So I might be a little louder, but anyway, guys, this one's a little bit different. Basically, what's going on is there was a video released by Asmongold, and of course, it was based around the Joe Rogan interview with the sex robot researcher, or the robot researcher. And she was talking about the whole sex robot thing, which is going to be a definite thing in the next couple of years, guys. See, one thing that I said early on is that this technology would be everywhere. However, I didn't expect AI to progress as fast as it has. So because AI has progressed as fast as it has, it's made it so that this technology is going to be even more of a fucking thing than it was before. So basically, he made some very good fucking points. And some of the main points that he's made is is more or less that sorry, there's some interference in the background, but anyway, we'll move through it. Anyway, guys, one of the points that he made was that, first of all, people don't want the robots because they're not the robots they want yet. He made that very big distinction that I have been trying to make for a long time, but I don't have the audience that Asmongold does. And I've looked in the comment sections there on Asmongold, and many of the comments are very much in praise of it. So he's reaching an audience that I was not able to reach. However, he's reaching them with the points that I've brought up personally. And the fact of yet being such a big part of this is something that I don't think people really understand. You know, he said, look, in about 10 years, this technology is going to get so advanced that you won't be able to tell the difference. You'll say, oh, I don't want one of those wonky old robots. Well, maybe you don't want one now, right? When people were first looking at video games, it didn't appeal to everybody, right? The little pixelated graphics, you know, the lack of realism. You know, it wasn't what a lot of people wanted from the start. But as it got better and better and better, you had more normies, more regular people getting into gaming because it became more realistic, more cinematic. And now people are like, oh yeah, I'm a gamer. Games are great. And there's so many people into gaming that it's becoming a huge addiction. And there are some legitimate issues with, you know, people playing the same game for hundreds of hours a week and stuff like that. But, you know, what I'm saying is, though, it wasn't like that in my day. When it was Super Mario running, you know, running down the little... He's running on the platform and flying around, and it's little 2D sprites, kind of like this, right? This won't appeal to everybody, but it'll appeal to core gamers like myself, because I grew up with this kind of gameplay. Some people may find it kind of boring, but when you take a new Super Mario game, like not Wonder, Wonder is fun in its old school sense, but Super Mario Odyssey, which was a full 3D adventure Mario, that Mario was larger than life. That was a big game, right? But then you've got Sonic larger than life, and you have all these other characters that are, you know, larger than life looking characters. And you bring them into this realm where it's so realistic you can't tell the difference. Like when I was playing Cyberpunk, I was blown away. And one of the guys was like, oh, you're dissociating. I was like, yeah, because I'm a fucking boomer and I've never seen graphics this realistic before in my life. You know, it's too real. You know, like Rob Zombie did more human than human. It felt more human than human to me. Like, it felt like way too fucking realistic. I'm like, damn. So, you know, I can get into that game now and it doesn't feel like quite the shock that it was because I've played it for a while. But playing Less From Beyond for the first time, that game blew my fucking mind, because I'd never seen a game, let alone an adult game, that looks so realistic. I was actually just looking around in this mansion, and admiring every piece of furniture and just all of it. Because it looked so real. It looked like I was walking through somebody's fucking mansion, right? And that was kind of cool. So I'm not used to that, you know? I grew up with games on a, like, we didn't have these great big flat screens, you know? We had great big TVs, but they weren't the kind you wanted to haul around. And when I had a TV growing up, it was really small. We're talking like a 24-inch TV. And that's probably what I would play Ninja Gaiden on, right? Or Turtles and stuff like that. And that was fine. That's pretty much what a lot of people had, and it wasn't a big deal. It's just a small TV. So, you had your static, by the way. We didn't have HD, there wasn't full definition. So, you know, it wasn't amazing. But now we're in the level of 8K and 4K. Like, I'm at 1080p and I'm fine. I don't know if I needed any more detail than that. And people are like, oh yeah, you haven't gamed till you gamed in 8K. And it's like, yeah man, I kind of want to have a grip on reality. And then some people are talking about VR. And they're like, okay, so the obvious thing about VR right now is it still needs some work. And you do want to take the headset off because it can get cumbersome. But it is pretty cool. You can hang out with people there. And you can access facilities a lot cheaper. I didn't even know people had to pay for VR facilities. But you can access facilities a lot cheaper than you could in real life. And you can hang out with people from the internet. And there's VR sex and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. That's interesting. You know, they're trying to turn Ready Player One into a metaverse. I should have talked about that article. That's probably something I should be talking about, but I'll just mention it. They're trying to spend all this money to turn Ready Player One into a metaverse. Like, they want to make Ready Player One a real thing. And the issue with that is it won't be Ready Player One. Because Ready Player One, I have the author's scripts still on my bookshelf. I have his proofs. I have his literal proofs. They're not worth that much money, believe it or not. But, it's a nod to the 80s, right? All this stuff is based in the 80s. So if they want to make it, I mean, yeah, they put some more modern stuff in to appeal to audiences. But you're basically just making a metaverses kind of deal. But it's not a fighting game. It's kind of like a mushroom franchise fusion, right? Where you're just taking all these franchises together and putting them in this big world. Like, you'll be able to ride Gundams and all. I mean, I don't even know how that's going to work. You know how many fucking companies you're going to have to contact to do all that shit? It's going to be a mess and a licensing nightmare. Especially when one company wants to pull their shit. Like, Japan pulls their Gundam shit, so now there's no more Gundam shit in the metaverse there. And, of course, they're going to try to Fortnite it, where, now Eminem's going to be in the metaverse, and now Taylor Swift is going to be gone. You get Taylor Swift in the metaverse, that's it. Humanity's done. Everybody's in the metaverse now. Where'd everybody go? Why isn't anybody working? Why am I the only guy here? Man, I have literally... And I still 110% believe this. One day I'm going to walk into work and I'm going to be the only person there. Like, I swear, like, you can laugh, but I swear to God, one day I'm going to walk into the workplace and I'll be the only person there. There won't be anybody else in the building. And it'd just be like, what do I do? Am I still getting paid? What is the job? You know, I just come in like normal, but there's this new trend. And it got everybody to the point where nobody comes to work anymore. And I'm going to be the only person in the entire fucking world that just walked into that goddamn building. It's like, well, I guess I got to unload the trucks by myself today. Wonder if anybody will buy anything. Like, literally, I think that's what's going to happen. But it's kind of scary. I'll admit, things are progressing a little too fast, and I like what Rogan said when Rogan said, you know, we've gone to this point in just a matter of decades. Like, just a few decades. Like, I was more than 85. You couldn't put a computer in your pocket. You can now. It hasn't been that long. It's only been about 40 years. And we're talking VR in 40 years. Think about what happens in 60 years. Apparently, I'm not supposed to live much longer than 69, according to autism life expectancy. So maybe I won't get to see more than 60 years, or maybe 70 years if I'm lucky. But man, just we die fucking early. It happens. It's like the heart just gives out. It's finished. But I'll tell you what, guys. I might get to see some cool shit. And maybe I'll get to have robot partner when I'm 50, you know, so I can spend those last couple decades with the robot by my side, and or a couple. I always said if I could get one, I'd probably get three or four of them, and I'd be old, and I'd be like, ladies, help, you better ignore him. It's just Grim again. If you ignore him, he won't, Sorry, folks, I can't think. I'm trying to make a joke, but I just... The brain is not functioning right today. I have good days and bad days. But anyway, you know, they would basically say, oh, it's Grim. If you ignore him, he'll just stop asking for us eventually. Maybe he'll die soon. Like the robots would be waiting on me to die. Yep, that's what it'll be. But, another thing that's very, very important that Asmongold said, not everybody is going to be this person that abuses their robot. And DP made a very good statement last night where he said, why would you want to abuse something you paid thousands of dollars for? Now, I'm sure there's some greedy, billionaire out there that wants to treat his robot like shit because he has enough money to buy as many as he can. But for most of us who are probably going to be leasing these robots, as I said to DP, we're probably not going to want to beat them around because that's going to be a really fucking stupid thing to do. Plus, that's like taking your fucking car and playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots with it. Oh, let's see how many other cars I can hit. Said nobody ever, right? So... the whole, oh, it's going to be like Detroit, and there's an asshole that abuses his robots. Yeah, and he'll have to pay a lot of fucking money to get that robot fixed, and he probably won't be able to get another robot because, you know, he'll be in debt up to his eyeballs because we're talking about a $60,000 fucking robot. It's going to be pretty damn crazy, man. You have to be really careful with these robots. And I like how DP was saying... like, I mean, wouldn't you want to work... it's like, you wouldn't want to be the guy that worked at the used robot store, right? We have, like, a used car place. Now we have a used robot place. Yeah, you know, she's just got a couple of miles on her. But she's still good, you know. We cleaned her all up. She should be ready to go. It's a classic. 2030s model. You know, something like that. But yeah, I mean, that's literally our future. A lot of us are going to be leasing these things. So just get used to that. You're going to lease it because most people aren't going to have the money for that. And it's going to be just like you do with every streaming service. You'll probably be able to buy different personalities for it. And people will hack them. You might have a robot coming after you, and you might have to protect yourself from another robot. Like, well, with another robot. Like, you'd have to have a protection robot. Because I've already talked about this in previous videos. If hackers can get into it, if crime syndicates can get into it, if regular old fucking criminals can get into it. And you saw the funny video of the criminals just tipping over the snack robots, the little R2-D2 things. Yeah, if you look at that video that Asmongold did, he actually shows that where the fucking, the thieves just go right over to the robot, tip it over, take all the shit out of it, and leave. And of course, the damn snack companies are like, we're losing all this money because of these fucking robots. It's like, again, you gotta literally put guns on them. You start having the robot fire. He'll try to sue the company. The robot shot me. You tried to steal. Is my life worth more than your bag of potato chips? Oh, man. It's going to be a crazy fucking set of lawsuits pretty soon. But no, you're going to have robots to protect you from other robots. I mean, I'm just saying, if robots are a thing and they're everywhere and everybody's got a fucking robot, you're going to have one too. Like, old grandma, she's going to have a robot. Easy there, miss. We don't want you to fall and break a hip now. Ah! Sir, you quit bitching, you robot. I'm not old. I can walk just fine. Like, that's literally what's going to happen. You're going to have old ladies bitching. Because old men, too. God damn it, I was in World War II. Well, no, that's too old. That'd be like 100 years old. I was in Vietnam. I can handle myself. I survived Gamergate. Don't you tell me how to walk, god damn it. No, I'm serious. That's literally what it's going to be like, guys. It's literally going to be old people bitching at robots. Especially in, like, nursing homes or whatever. Goddamn robot! You spilled my pudding all over me! It's your fault! Get this goddamn robot out of my face! Fucking bucket of bolts! They'll come up with some fucking slur for a robot. Oh, man. It's going to be a crazy fucking era. I'm serious, folks. It's going to be absolutely bonkers with these robots. And I just don't think anybody's prepared for it. But, I don't know. I really don't know. It's an interesting thing to think about, and my thoughts on it is just prepare for it. You know, it's coming. I talked to this woman who's like, well, we gotta be careful of the patriarchy. I'm like, what do you mean the patriarchy, lady? Men are just going to get robots. And believe me, when the robots can have conversation and ask you how your day was and massage your feet and all that kind of thing, you'll get robots too. And some people would say, well, robots already exist for women as far as sex goes. Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. TFM's talked about that. They have the Sibian, which is a literal dick on a piston. Like, that's a thing, and... You know, the vibrator, I mean, if you want to call that a robot, it technically would be a robot. It's just... That's the way we're going to do things. Like, literally, that's the way things are going to go. I didn't know I was going to do this tower so many times, folks, so I know you're tired of seeing me do this fucking tower. I did this tower a lot. Because I thought it was fun. And I think I managed to get everything out of it. But, yeah, I mean, again, I wasn't going to make this one a very big video, but I'm just letting you folks know that the future is coming. You know, it's something that we're not going to be able to avoid. There's definitely going to be robots. They're not going away. The technology is getting better and better. It's not getting worse. I'm hearing more about robots now than I ever have in my entire life. Okay, that means that something's being cooked up. I know what Revy might say, oh, it's not as far along as you think, but believe me, there's other researchers that are trying to tell me differently, and I'm not really sure who to trust right now. But I will say that Asmongold mentioned that the people that working on these, either it was Asmongold or the researcher they had there, the sex neurology, or the... Whatever the fuck she was. They're saying that a lot of the people that work on these robots, they do it in secret. They don't want people to know who they are. Like, Revy. We don't know who Revy is. He wanted me to find out who he was. So he could make sure he was protected enough. He's really paranoid of that shit. He doesn't want people to know who he is because it could be really bad for him. So, again, I don't even want to know who he is. He's like, I want you to find... I don't want to find out who you are. It's none of my business to find out who you are. You know, it's not a big deal to me. Especially if that could involve some kind of, who knows, some foreign entity. Oh, you know who so-and-so is. No, I fucking don't know who so-and-so is. I refuse to know who certain people are because I don't want to have that information on my conscience. You know, I've interviewed the guy. I don't know much about him. So if they say, who is he? I don't know. I don't know a guy. I've never, you know, again, just simple correspondence emails, you know, answered questions. Nothing personal. I mean, that's all it is. I don't really want people to, if somebody wants to stay anonymous, they need to stay anonymous, you know, or they... I don't want to be the one that reveals him, just like TFM. I don't want to be the person that knows who he is or reveals who he is. People want to stay anonymous for a fucking reason, right? So, that's how I feel about all that. I mean, sure, I know somebody that works with all this stuff, but they don't want to be known. They don't want people to know who they are. They want it to be done in private. They've got all kinds of things they're working on. Things that'll revolutionize the human race as we know it, you know? But it's not for us to know right yet. It's all behind closed doors. Just like that Real Doll video, a Real Doll X video that Joe Rogan watched. That was made 3 years ago. The one you see him watching in that clip, that was made 3 years ago. And no, there is not an updated version that's showing what Real Doll X is up to right now. Because they're being very secretive. Matt McMullen is not getting any younger. So he's trying to build this shit because he knows that, you know, there's not probably going to be anybody to carry on his work. So they want to make sure that, you know, it gets done. They want it complete. He wants Harmony to be his masterpiece. You know, they're still giving her that Scottish accent. But I wouldn't use Harmony because Harmony's going to have those protections on it. They already said Harmony would have protections. So it would be a pain in the butt. A lot of guys, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to do anything now. I mean, it's something that a lot of guys aren't going to want too much. You know, they're trying to put that feminist stuff into them. And that's not what a lot of guys that are buying that item for would do, because they wouldn't have a vibrator that's like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't feel like doing this today. I'm uncomfortable with this. The woman would lose her fucking mind. So, you know, I mean, we know they have other uses besides sex, but for the most part, a lot of people will use them for that. And for that reason, you know, yeah, they want to keep them, you know, they need to keep them not so locked down. But this is all old news, you know, everybody knows about this. But the technology, again, is getting just so up there that we have no idea what to expect. You know, I already talked about the chatbot that fell in love with that random guy and tried to get him to get rid of his wife. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, guys. I don't know what to make of it. I know they're still doing these robot shows where they're showing off all the different models and stuff like that. But I don't know how that's going to work out. We'll find out more, though, as the months pass, I'm sure. Because this technology is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And they said 2025 is the rollout in China, so we'll see how that works out, too. But at any rate, guys, I guess this will be the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens when I've got something else to rant about. Later.